Simon Shin Chafei, Sif Yud. Both are Amenatan. The Yesh Mekilev Omrim. The Yesh Mekilev Omrim. The Achim Buva Derech Shisarabim. The Tzorech Yisrael Mutu Lishtos Mem Hol. The Epshel Elech Sham Lishtos Tur Bashim Amenatan. So far, nothing new. Today he has four words. The Yesh Matirin Avlechat Chilim. This is a plea at Zuma. A bit of time because it's going to be the Yemen. She could have gone down to the well and had the water anyway. It's not really having Hanoi. But to be Bata the Chathilim? How can it be? Sinai Mishnah Brura. Shincha Faisif Yud. The Tzorach Yisrael Mutu Lishtos Mem Hol Ve'efshu Le'elach Sham Lishtos Tur B'Shim Rav Enetam. So far nothing new. Today it's four words. V'yesh Matirin Atle Chathilim. This is a plea at Zuma. A bit of time because it's going to be the Yemen. She could have gone down to the well and had the water anyway. It's not really having Hanoi. But to be Bata Lechatchilim? How can it be? Sinai Mishnah Brura. Shincha Faisif Yud. Ramo. Sinai Mishnah Brura Sifkot Nun Zayin says, Achronim Nidchaku Ma'od V'tam Adob. It makes no sense. The whole head of Rabbeinu Tam had to be the Yemen. Not Lechatchilim. How can it be? So the Vilna Gaon found the Mokar. The Mokar is the Mokar is in Hagos Mordechai. Found it. Hagos Mordechai is the Simon Tov Ayin Dalit. What's the heter? You tell the guy to get the water from the well and bring it up onto the ground. You know why? Because it's a possible way to do it beheter. How can you possibly do it beheter? Simple. Make a mechitza of Bnei Adam. The 10 people. And the people stand around. So they'll stand around the well. So the well will be now taken from the well to the ground. It'll be Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid. So you can do it in that fashion. I'm not saying you have to do it in that fashion, but the possibility that you could do it in that fashion is sufficient to knock off the Yisr HaMil and Achri, Lechatchila, and not only the Yisr HaNa, Bidiyed. That's what the Vilna Gaon on this Simon quotes. And the Mokar is a Hagos Mordechai. Mamash, the very end of the Sefer Shabbos, the last page of the Sefer Shabbos. He says, "In Efshalah Soso Kegon, which is Rav the Yochel Lahavi Ad Mechitzas Bnei Adam, Shari Amir Denafri." But I didn't tell him to do Mufurish doing it. I said, "Bring me the water. Bring me the water. Yeah, get 10 people and make a mechitzah." So you didn't bother doing it. That's your problem. But here, the Vilna Gaon makes another interesting comparison. And this is where it gets exciting. Yeah. This is tough iron dial. The last printed page in the Mordechai.
He can do it after he wants to, or is it going for the guaranteeing?
Well, but Pashtus, either way. It's a head for a Jew too. So I'm not trying to do a prohibited act, not a prohibited for me. I can do it myself ahead.
That's
why I don't tell him details. Look, bring me the water. We don't need these of ahead. You know how he can do it. He's going to get 10 guys standing around the well. He's going to do it be Isser, but he could have done it just easily back. Well, not just easily, but because I'm dead. That's why I can come to the Chatzkin. And the Goyen makes an interesting comparison to Reish Ayin Vov Sif Yud Gimel. This is an important thing. Reish Ayin Vov Sif Yud Gimel. What did I say? Can't be. Sif Gimel. Siv Gimel, like you get only five Siv. Siv Gimel. Here it is as follows. Umutter loma lagoi lelech imo little ner dolok kvar hol veino osa rak tutul ha ner bealma. Is this doing tutul ner bealma? Sound like the same kind of a svar. What is here's an Issa Mukta. No way I can do this behead. Can I move it behead? So the Mishnah Brewer writes over here. Mishnah Brewer is the Simon Reishai and Rov, Siv Cotton, Lam and Aleph. He says, yes, I can do it behead. Why? Tiltul Menatzah. What does that mean? Says the reading the Mishnah Brewer now. What does that mean? Kigon Bachore Yodov or Benatzila Yodov. So the Goy decides to do it straight, less limbo. It's a perfect comparison with the Goy, right? I can do it if you open Shalhaven. How? I'll carry it with my elbow. So, and we learned already that we learned about books, to carry books with your elbow is mutter. But just like I could have done it with my elbow is mutter, he could do it with his elbow. He can do it with his hand. It's his business. That's the gross comparison between one and the other. Okay, so the other. Yeah? Okay, so that's, we're going with the issues of the Rav HaPosuk. Good. This is the Mishnah Berurah. The truth is, so the truth is, I looked up the bin. Not so pashut. It's a Mordechai. Both came from a Mordechai. So the Mordechai is in Simon Reish Nun Beis. Reish Nun Beis. The bin is there. It's true. Tilted him in that. Well, let me read you what he says. He says, you can tell the guy to bring the candle. That feel the Yisrael in Israel. Ele Meshum Davi Bosses Ledavar Oso. What? The only reason also for you is for us is a bus and the other us. What does that mean? Okay. That's a similar thing about Shinu. Whatever you mean, it doesn't mean Shinu. So how did it switch from one, it went from A to Z, from Shinu to from bus to bus to Shinu. I'll tell you how it happened. It went from A to M to Z, left in the middle. What happened was as follows. Originally it says bus is the other us. That's the original thing. That's the Mordechai Reish Nun Beis. Okay. Then the Magen Avraham. There are a bunch of Magen Avrahams here. I just discovered this Monday. I started looking it up. This is not what means the eye. But the Magen Avraham on that day. Sim Reish Ayin Vav. Siv Katan Yud Aleph says, oh, look what he says. An in-between stage. What's it? That goes, hey, Gimel Mem. That goes, Mordechai. I'm not sure where it is. Remember, the time hit the Ach and Lavi near Adole, the Tiltul near in the Osa, Ela Mishun to have a Buksa, Mishari, the Tiltul min Atzad. If you count the carrots in regular, less than both. So the here's what happened. In one place it says, what? Bosses of Dover Osa. Then it says, Tiltul min Atzad. And then the Mishnah Berurah, it says, Shidu. Went from 3 stages. What did it mean, Tiltum and Atzah? What are the words? Tiltum and Atzah, this is a quote, he quotes from Agos Mordechai, again, Mordechai, Reish, Ayin, Vav, Siv, Kotlin, Yud, Aleph. The Mishnah Berurah said Tiltum and Atzah, and it went on to explain the Shidu. Okay? He doesn't say anything about the Shidu. He just says that he wants the Yisrael to be the top of the head. So the Goyim starts to do it. Yes, the last limbo. This is a quotation from the Adkan Matzosim. This is Magen Avraham quotes. Now, so the question is, what does it mean? What does it mean? I'll tell you what I think of Shabbos. I think of Shabbos as follows. Because it gets more complicated. It gets more complicated. You see, there's another Magen Avraham. This is a Reish Ayin Vav Siv Katan Yud Aleph. There's a Magen Avraham Reish Ayin Tes, Siv Katan Tes. Then the Magen Avraham says, although we were matir carrying the Nair, but you cannot carry to a God. He says, you should carry the Nair. He says, the Ramah writes, it's a question of going carrying certain things, and the books, and the not books, so the Ramah writes as follows. Achal gav in consideration, I drops the deal, he's the love of the Akkam. I knew that from the Torah, Gufo Shori, Shem Dohoi, Boy Yisrael, Avi Metal, to let Tilkul men Atzak. I will offer my wish in the host, Ella the Torah, Kaner, Shlo Yigno, Kaner, with the Oster, I feel it, the Tilkul men Atzak. Yesh, we serve you. So whatever's happening, we know one thing is clear. He's not talking about Shinu. He's talking about Minatzad. Shinu is always talking. He's talking about Minatzad. We already spent so much time on Minatzad, it's very appropriate that today would have to be the last Chabura, to come back to Minatzad all over again. We're going to sign Minatzad. What do you mean Minatzad? I think the Pshat, this is what I think of Pshat. In Agos Mordechai that I quoted earlier. The fact that I can do an action in a different manner, the way I understand this, this moment, doesn't make a difference. Against the Gaon's comparison, the Gaon says I can do the matter in a different manner. In other words, there won't be a Chazer Rabbi. I have 10 people around me. Here, I can do it with a Shema. It's a great kula, but apparently, here you see, I'm not relying on that. If that would be the Heter, it would work just as well by a Psila as by an Arrow. It's a difference. Same thing. Because he's not going with that Malach at all. Going with a different Malach. I'm carrying something. I'm allowed to carry this very object the same exact way if I have a different Kavan. Tiltum and Atzad is Mutlum, we know, the Torah, Dover Hamut. Tiltum and Atzad is Mutlum, the Torah, Dover Hamut. And the Goy is going to carry the Torah, Dover Harasur. That's what it's in his head. But the action itself is a permissible action. That's how I understood the Agos of Mordechai. We understand it very well now. Why the difference between the Nair, carrying a base, right? The Mordechai meant Bus is Dover Harasur. He didn't mean the Isra of Bus is Dover Harasur. He meant you're carrying something indirectly. And therefore what? You're carrying it indirectly, so it depends why you're carrying it. You're carrying it for reason A or reason B. Reason A is put, the reason B is us. I tell the guy, take it. Tell him why to take it, tell him how to take it, tell him what he's thinking. Doesn't matter what he's thinking. Since this particular action can be done in an open shel heter, the same way. In an open shel heter, even though he's doing an open shel iser, he has something else in mind, it's mut. As opposed to the pashtus, based on the lashon of the Magen Avraham, you could have done it machine. You can always do things machine. Usually the machine is also with the rabbon. But here by mukta, they were mastered machine, right? So that's how the Mishnah Berurah learned Pshat and Reishai involved, but I don't think that's the correct Pshat in the Magen Avraham. I don't think it's the correct Pshat in the Rishonim either. I don't think so. And if I frankly don't understand what the Magen Avraham wants, but he talks about a guy who is carrying it shelo yigonet. That's the problem with the Magen Avraham says. I don't understand that. If he's carrying it to shed light, which is the real reason he's carrying it, that's also a Tzorah Ha'asim. That's a Tzorah Dover Ha'asim. So what's the difference if he's carrying the Tzorah Dover Ha'asim if you move the light from place to place? Or if you're carrying it, the Tzorah, that the candle shouldn't get stolen, whatever. They're both prohibited reasons. The only reason to move would be the Tzorah Ha'komo, or the Tzorah Dover Ha'mutter. The whole part of the Rishonim, the Magos Mordechai is, that doesn't matter what you're thinking is. We could have done this very same action with a kavanah lehet there, so it should be mutter. So I don't quite fully understand that particular line in the Magen Avraham. One second. As opposed to the psila, I said, which you can carry the shinui, that's very difficult. And the Mishnah Berurah is shvarim and ayovei. The Mishnah Berurah writes over here in the Reishai and Vav Sifkal Namarat that the reason it's mutter is why? It's because you can carry it be open shel shinui. And he said in the very talk to the Dibur, look in Reishai and Tess, and Magen Avraham, that the Psila, Kedei Shalei Ganav, Shalei Yifasei, Osu. Rak HaTiltu Beishu, Tzorach HaGufa, is Mut, or Tzorach HaMakamo, is Mut. But it's a plea, no? If the whole had to make upon Shinu, so, no. So he can carry the Psila B'Shinu too? So I don't understand the Mishnah Berurah right now. I don't think the Magen Avraham, that line of Magen Avraham either. I think I understand what the Rosh Hashanah was saying. If you can carry, if you can do it, the kavana lehetera, then even though you think the kavana is lisur, it's mutter anyway. Because the kavana is not part of the action. We've had this before in different contexts. But the fact that you can do a machine seems to be irrelevant. The Mishnah Berurah put in the word shini. The word shini is not found not in the Rosh Hashanah, not in the Magen Avraham. It's tilgum and atzad, which we understood to mean something completely different. So I don't know. I think I'm leaving you by a tzara chid. You have a teretz? I'm happy to accept the teretz. Yeah.
The
guy's doing it normally. The guy's doing everything regularly. Absolutely. They're doing regularly. He's carrying the candles to bring light.
Whether the guy's doing it normally, and he could do it in a tilgum and atzad with a way of shina and together. He's not doing it tilgum and atzad. I can understand if the guy's doing it tilgum and atzad.
No, that's not what's happening.
But there's no one serving the kavana. And then you could say that
it's carrying normal.
Yeah, is not a
problem. Carrying normal.
Right.
So if it's something, that's why I understood the psila, why the psila should be different. If something which he there's no way he can carry normally behead because it's intrinsically prohibited, then you can't tell the guy to do it either. You can't do it, he can't do it. If it's something which, for argument's sake, is a bus, it's a double, we call it double tilt them and outside. So what's a dintel ben atzad? So gufo is what? The Dover HaMutter is mutter, the Tzorah HaMakomo is mutter. Now the guy can now move it for some other reason, for a prohibited reason.
We're still using this type of...
No. He's doing the Zimun Atzah. Not Shinui. The whole character is the Zimun Atzah. That's the whole part. You're moving something which has something else on and it's not a bus. So what's wrong with that? We call it the Zimun Atzah. So what's the din in that case? It's all Makomos Mutter, it's all Rufo. It's all Dabra Mutter is Mutter, it's all Dabra Asser is Asser. It's all Makomos Mutter. And he may be, no matter what his point, that's the Chiddush of it. I don't care what he's thinking. But as long as we can do it in a way which would be mutter, the Torah Makoma, the Torah Dabra Mutter, so I don't know what he's thinking. That's how I understood. So by Tzila, it's no good.
So
the
Makarabah's only allowing the Torah to do it
That's what I understood. That's what's coming.
But
Mr. Brewer is doing a much... Mr. Brewer is doing matter in a different way. Mr. Brewer is saying the reason why it's mutter is because he could have done it Mishinu. Then he turns around and says, but Rav Sila is awesome.
But if the boy is doing Mishinu?
No, you could have... It could have been done Mishinu.
Exactly. And the Makar Rambam said, could have done it for the
Matzah. Right.
The boy is doing it for the
Matzah? Well, the boy is doing it for the Matzah.
The only matter when the boy is going to do it for the
Matzah. I have to look again. But at least till the Matzah, we understand, I thought it actually is still the Manatzah, the kind of, they used to have these, base and a candle, and that's why it all starts in the Mogan Aram. What did Mordechai say? The buses of Davar Asa. What do you mean it's a buses? Doesn't mean it's a buses of Davar Asa, which is us. It means it's a buses, you're carrying the base. So what's wrong with that? You were directly carrying the thing on top. What's wrong with that? Still the Manatzah. What's wrong with that? It's us of Davar Asa, the Torah of Davar Asa. But it could be mutter to talk about there. So it doesn't matter what your reason is, it's possible that this very act is mutter. That's all I'm learning.
Right, but that doesn't apply to when the guy is normally and saying it because he can do it in a mutter way.
Right, and that's exactly how I'm understanding the role that I'm wrong. That's why Seal is awesome. That's what I understood. But I don't understand the distinction now between Shilush. It may get stolen, or you want the candle over there. Either way, they're both also intrinsically. They only had to be could have done the same exact action for a different kavanah that it to make place with. Or that the Davar HaMutter there shouldn't get ruined with. That's why I don't understand that particular trap. Yes.
But is it
an action about
this?
Maybe yes, maybe no. That's the whole thing. It's just a Shabbos, yes, the whole thing. It's not. But that's
I don't understand. But the candle is not actually about this.
So look here, that's the whole macabre of it, Reisha and Tess. See, David, that since Tanai may work, Tanai may not work, but since we have a minute to move it through a guy, so it's no mukta, no amul enough, we have minute kaf, feel his, let me steal the show. That's why I'm not going into all those problems now. So you have to look at the Ramon, so Reisha and Tess, macabre about Reisha and Tess is David. That's the mukta for this thing.
Are we being the cause between the
Gra makes a comparison. So I'm saying that perhaps we could argue that the comparison in the case, I can do exactly the same physical action and it can be done by Ofan Amut. You have 10 guys around me, which is an extraneous to me, or by having a different kavana when I'm having this double tilt. So in those cases we say the guy did it, I don't care how he did it. But the fact that he could have done it with his elbow, what the Mishnah Brewer said, we don't find that book for that matter of Bishon Adam that I'm wrong. On the contrary, if that would be mutter, then why is it she lost? Who would she the machine too with your elbow? So Mishnah Brewer, that's why I come to Menei Umei, I don't understand it. He introduced that Heter Vayel Shinoi in Sifkot Mamet Aleph, so then how come Shilah should be awesome? That's what I don't understand about the Mishnah Brewer. Like, I understand completely, with one exception, I don't understand why you drew a distinction here between Shalai Yigonei and moving the candle so the candle should be there. Unless he's only, again, I don't know. I have to look carefully, see, maybe I'm look again. Look at Ray Shine Test, Sifkot Test, and what am I wrong? See, chat with us what he's driving. Akol Pot, it does not seem to be the same as the Mishnah Brewer. Halacha Lamais is interesting. The Eishal Avram Uchach, in Simon Shin Zion Sifay says, the Eruv breaks, you can tell the guy to fix the Eruv. Not only as it's okay, Rabin, the Eruv of the whole time. My Eruv. Why? Push it, why? It's a mitzvah to have an Eruv, right? Yeah. And the goy could have tied it to Shinui. He could have tied it not to Shinui. So man, it's mutter. Did I tell him to do Shinui? No. Is he going to do Shinui? No, of course not. So it could have been done Shinui. So it could have been done Shinui, even though he didn't do Shinui, he suggests he could have done it with an aniva. Oh, and we shwus to shwus. Even though he did it regular, with a regular double knot, that's not our business. It's along the lines of this Ramah. That's the case. You could pass it a very interesting kula. Fascinating. I saw this, and I saw this of all places. I saw this in the biggest machmer of all, Rabbi Yamin Zilva. In the Sefer Oz Nidbarum, he has all those, you know, back and forth letters. And he has a chelik on whatever chelik is in the sugya about Amir Lanach, he has a kind of a chelik there. So there he says, you know, maybe she would have put it on the line, could put it on with his elbow. Either our bosses and Issa Gomer to tell the guy to put on a light, so he says, all right, sir. Well, to put on a whole bonfire, that kind of stuff, that cannot be the machine. Can't. But to put on a light for the elbow, that's a tad of he calls it tad of at first, again, the Mishnah Berurah says it. But I'm saying, I don't know if that's what it is. Mukhaf in the earliest source, not talking about it, not in the Mordechai. So, to me, it's a very weak tad of hug. We're always looking for a tad, but it's a weak tad, it seems to me. Okay, that's number one. Number two for today is what happens if a goy does something both for a Jew and for a goy. So it's a Gemara. We just had this, we were over to that topic a minute ago, right? Kuf Kaf Beis. It wasn't about Kuf Kaf Beis, it was about the majority. A goy lit a candle for a bunch of people who are standing around. If Rov Yisrael is Asur, if Rov Nachar means Mutter, and this is quoted also in the Shulchan Aruch. Right here, Reishai and Vav, Siv, Beis. Yisrael and Goy Shesibu Yachad and the Goy of the Kent and Rov and Yehudi Mutlul Shtamash Gora Rav Yisrael or 50-50 is Aser. Comes up 1 second. Yeah, we did wrong. Comes up Bir Halacha and says as follows right here. He quotes Simon Tov Kuf Tezvav, the same Simon we mentioned last time about by Yehudi of his young similar Yidara. He proves him when they're over there. Listen to this now. If you know for a fact that he did it, a person is malakate vegetables, both for Yidden and for Goyim, for both, not just stop, for Yidden and for Goyim, the Ramos over there, it's Usur, even by Rov Nachum. The Ramos, the Tav Kuf Tezva, what about the Biala?
No.
So he wants to know, I guess this is a Kash of Tzorachim. Here, our din in Tov and Reish Ayin Vav had Lachos Aner. The Rashba writes a lashon, quotes a Rashba, that the minority is non-existent. It doesn't exist. We follow the majority only. The minority doesn't exist. So yes, it's a kasha. If the minority doesn't exist, so why did the Rambam on Tov Kuf Tes Vav say that I have in mind both the majority and the minority? That is, though we say, excuse me. There are more Rambam Tavkut as well. I had in mind both the majority and the minority. That there is an Isser on even though the majority is Goyim and the minority, and the minority is Jews. That is the minority specifically in mind. But here the Rashba says that the minorities command the lesser of it. So who cares if you had the minority in mind explicitly? It doesn't matter. Allah should come and say, you should follow the majority and ignore the minority. That's the Bir Allah's Kasha right over here. Sarachim knew what's the terrorist. The terrorist is follows. In Tov Kuf Tes Vav, the guy's malak at 1,000 yerokas. He's just picking a 1,000 different yerokas. He wants to know who's going to be my customers. So if he has in mind Sam, he's not going to have anyone in particular in mind. He follows the majority. The Mishnah Ramos is over there. He has specifically, I have 600 goyim and I have 400 yids and everyone wants a potato. So I'm going to pick 1,000 potatoes. So, he picked 400 potatoes in Yuchat for Yidin. What are you saying he didn't do it for the Yidin? Of course he did it for the Yidin. That's what Asa B'Hana. But I mean, what did he do? He put on one light. He took one, made one movement, and put on a big bonfire or a big, today, an incandescent light. He did one action. So this is only one action. And even though he had in mind both, we say, well, how would Allah look at this? He did one action, an action for Goyim, an action for Yidin. We'll follow the majority. You see my pillar? It's a very good pillar. There he did many different actions, and here he did only one action. So he's doing many actions, and he has nothing, no one specific in mind, follow the majority. So that's the Chiddush of the Ramah. He has specific people in mind, Jones, and Smith, and Cohen. So those two, the two Goyim and one Yid, so we have to be mapping. But if he's putting on a light, he's like, oh, there's Jones, and Smith, and Cohen. Put on a light. So then we're mapping. He's only did one action. That's the distinction between Reish Ayin Vav, Tav Kuf Tes Vav. He even has a mind calling too. Yeah.
The Bir Halacha there explains
Yeah.
The two ways to explain why that's not necessary. Either the suffix, we know it's good, right. Or the second way to explain this or that's not necessary is because you would have had both in mind. Both. And the mefza case you're doing one action, you're just lining up one method. So it sounds like even when you're doing just one action, if you have both in mind, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Again, what's the Raya one more time? The Raya from B'Allah?
Yeah, the B'Allah says there are two possible explanations of why mefza on mefza should be awesome.
Yeah.
One is that, you say, it's something. We don't know which way the one is going.
Right.
The other is that, really, we assume he's being mechaved for both. And when you're mechaved, for both, then we forbid it. But the case of mefza on the Gemara is the case where you're doing one action. You're turning on.
Yeah, but you have no majority, do we?
Sorry?
We have no majority. Of course, if you have no majority, it's going to be awesome if you have to mind both. That's the word. If you have a majority, then we have the right halakhi to say that the minority doesn't count. That's there is no majority. I think that would answer your question, I believe. Now, what if you... Yeah.
Maybe
that'd be fine. I don't think so. I hope not. Because, the post could bring it, Rabbi, comes in the circuit. The mission, the Shmira Shabbos introduces Rabbi. Yeah, we'll see. A little bit. What happens if we're afraid that they're going to do extra for the Yisrael? We're afraid that the Goy is going to collect, he'll be malakit more for the Yisrael. He doesn't say anything. But we have a fear he's going to make more for the Yisrael. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Simon Tavkuf Tetzvav Sefkat Nun Tes. Akam, maybe dog it could be issue but akum. Ach bistam yesh locha sheyarba lahavi bishvili Yisrael. If not, the likach mimenu. Kemish adarach shalikas dogam lechod, yonte. So tolle lefi ha'inyin, if you rose any hamore, etc., etc. This is the Mishnah Berurah. Quoted from the Magen Avraham, and from other posts. Yeah, if there's only one Jew in town, anashim yechidim, then locha shevdeh. But if you have, 10% yidin, or whatever percent, certainly a greater percentage, then it would be prohibited. Seems to me, based on this, it should be usher to order the New York Times. Sounds like it's just heresy in some circles. It seems to me, based on this Mishnah Berurah, it's usher to order the New York Times. The New York Times, in my opinion, Shabbos, yeah. The New York Times, in my opinion, and I guess we can go call them up, speak to the people there, they print for you. Where do they print for you? Because they have subscription and they have newsstand, right? Subscription goes by how they subscribe. For example, check me out. I think Saturday's Times is much fewer print than Monday through Friday. Why? Because they're Yidla. No. Because they have all these subscriptions here in Midtown Manhattan. You go to work Monday through Friday and all they come to your office and there's Wall Street Journal, New York Times, all the Washington Post, and then you'll order all these papers. But Shabbos are not there. Sunday they're not there. So they print, check it out, they're printing much fewer. So the idea is that if all the frumi in the New York area order the Times, and there have to be, that's the number, I don't want to give a guess, there are many, many thousands of Orthodox Jews are ordering the New York Times, and they're getting it every day, and even including Saturday. If they don't get up one day and say, listen, we used to know the new law, we can't have you print the paper for us on Sabbath. On Sabbath, we can't do our Saturday subscription. So I don't know what they're going to do to them. They're going to give them Monday through Friday, I need other details. And the office will, they can get it Monday through Friday. Remember that. There's no office that has to order Saturday's time. There's no one there. Right? So therefore, it seems to me that they're printing thousands upon thousands of extra New York Times to Orthodox Jews. And therefore, I don't say you can order it.
Get the delivery. The writing.
Not the delivery. The printing of the paper. They're printing it for you. That's how I understand. They're printing the paper for you. So the Shmiras Shabbos talks about this a little bit in Perek Lamed Aleph Ha'ora Ayin. He goes and talks about this. He says if someone is subscribed for a newspaper, he should tell him not to bring it to him on Saturday. And if he brings it, it doesn't matter. Why should he bring it? Tell him not to bring it. I paying it or not paying it? you have to figure out how to get it. That's a delicate question. That's his psak. Now, but he has over here in a footnote something remarkable. He wants to say, maybe the paper which you get is a taruvis in the role of Ayatollah Shinitvasu, Avra Nochir, Shemutter Likrabahem. And maybe you don't consider it to be Yeshla Matirin, maybe it's only a grama, maybe you say called the Parish Meguva Parish. Oops. This is
now
Hanah. Forget the Hanah. It should be also tell to print it for you. And it should be also Hanah because it's telling to print it for you. So all these lumps, this robe with this, it seems to be going against the whole halach over here. What happened when he took the fish, the Mishnah Berurah's fish? What? You got the fish he picked for you. Picked the fish for you. He could get more fish because he knows that the Yidlam want to buy fish and come with. So it's Rav Shlomo Zalman, he's supposed to go against that Mishnah Berurah. It sounds like a very similar case, the fish with the papers. That's what I thought. That's what I thought. So I thought he had to do when he's talking over here, but I thought he had in mind Ein Breira. That's what I thought he had in mind. Go, yes, Breira. Oh, this is the paper for you. Well, Ein Breira. If you know, we hold him with the Rabban and the Yesh Breira, that's only the Kula. The Kula both ways, right? That's what I had Tzol Cheshbin in mind. That's what I think Rosh Hashanah means. He doesn't use the words. Still to be a very sure. Well, you go to Ramah. The Ramah, this any Kula you have here, the Ramah should have had the same Kula. That's what I understand. Oh, yes. Yes. When the guy runs the press, he presses a button, and he presses the button, says 10,000, and it says 20,000. So the passion is pressing 20,000. It's going to run 10,000 more times because of the 10,000 from Eid. That's a good question. No, that's a good question. I thought it's the number one. That's the assumption I'm working with.
And even if there is a number, different numbers, that's more
important. Absolutely. No. And, you know, I'll call Shivolus or Shivolus. And if I'm lying on fire and it burns up 1 acre, it burns up 2 acres, so the extra acre is an Issa.
Yeah, if you want to make one acre, it's supposed
to be 2 acres. Microwave? What do you say for microwave?
I'm just saying, no.
We have a lot. A lot of
seed.
Well, that's the same halacha for long. I don't want to say anything about that. Here's the difference.
You're trying to say on the microwave, you're holding the finger down low, so the longer, more W that
it keeps constant. Yeah, it's an issue every second. Another issue.
But that's what it is.
I want a Xerox Vartoro. So I put it on 20, and I press print. So when I press print and it's on 20, it's the worst of it. If I press print, it was on 10. Can you really? I only put one akula. More also. It is closer. That's what we're talking about. What else is it? The father of Moleth. What do you think I'm talking about? The Vash? It's not like closer. Nobody can see the issues over here. So I had one possible cool I still have. One last trick. And that is that he quotes in parentheses, a Maram Shik. The Maram Shik was bought by the newspaper. Maram Shik was a great guy in the Tamil Chassam Sofer, right? He's very bored by this newspaper, the Saturday newspaper. So I saw he writes to them, I looked at the Maram Shik, it's even Kuflav Gimel, Chuvah. He may even have missed on the side of it. He said like this, the Goyesha person who's pressing the button has no clue as to who ordered the newspaper. He's a plain worker. He pressed the button, that's all. He has no idea who he's printing for. So for him, Adat of the Ruba the Nachra Matris, he's not considered to be a marba by the Israel. In other words, the fisherman who's doing direct business, he knows who his customers are, is fishing for Jews. But the printer has no clue. He knows that there were Jews in the city. Even the average guy in New York City area knows that there's such a thing called a Jew, and that there are those that are living in New York City. We don't keep exactly a low profile in the city. Right? We're on the front page of the Times, or too often, whatever. So Wall Street Journal, we're up and around. People know about us. But hey, maybe the Prima Gadam has an interesting similar thing in. In the Mishpatos and the Reishai and Gov, he writes as follows. A guy, listen to this. This is an amazing case. John asks Jim to light a candle for him. It's a Prima Gadam in the Mishpatos and the Reishai and Gov. John asks, hey Jim, put on the light. John has a nine chayim. Just didn't tell Jim about it. Shock, huh? John says, Jim, put on the light. And John has a nine chayim. Maybe you can be maker. He quotes some machlokes about Amir, the famous Amir. That's about the Sefer Shuni with the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Shin Zayin Chof Dalit, it's hot to be making without me, without me. Hey, hey Jim, tell John to put it on for me. That's what he means, John to put it on for me. Then, although there are mekilim, they call like a shvus to shvus. You don't understand it too well. But all right, here it's better. Here it's better. Because not here it's Shluch Moshe Yisrael. But the problem is that most people do know that they were Jews, that they were our order in the New York Pond. Even if the goylem is just working at the printer, he probably does know that there are thousands and thousands of Jews who are ordering the Times. So he said, probably relying on the school of Stam. But okay, those who are relying on ordering the Times, you know, I think it's mamash a serious problem. Because it's sad the huckle based on this Maram Shik with the Prima Gadim, and assuming he doesn't really know what he's doing it for. If we can make that assumption. It's doubtful, though, frankly. Yeah. Right. Yeah, could be. It needs to be a raisa for a Jew. What about last time? The raisa, so lachem. Could be. What about the carrying the paper? Let's say, here, you know what happens sometimes? They'll bring you Sunday's Times, which is printed on Thursday already, and they'll give it on Din Tum on Shabbos.
Yeah.
You know, Sunday's Times, the first chalok, you know, the magazine and the book review, the chush of a chalok. They already printed it Thursday, Friday morning, and they'll sometimes bring it to you on Saturday. They don't want to schlep so much Sunday, the whole big fat thing. So they'll give you a chalok and chalok. They'll give you the magazines that they'll give you on Saturday. Just give it to you. It's printed long before. Whatever, you have a... Some of these get the other paintings on Saturday. Whatever. My magazine. I don't know, whatever magazine that's printed on Thursday. Whatever, it comes in your... It's carried by the mailman and printed, delivered to you or the mailman or a... newspaper boy comes and throws it. Now what about Hotzah? Talk about something about Ksiv. What about Hotzah? So she talks about it also. Shmir Shabbos leaves nothing out in Ha'ara Ayin Aleph. Well, Rebu B'Shiurim. What do Rebu B'Shiurim? I mean, let's say you live in an apartment house. Let's start with that. So the guy's coming in, the mailman or the newspaper boy is coming with 100 papers or 20 papers or 10 papers. It's all in the same bag. So Rebu B'Shiurim, so there's no Issa B'Diyam. Put it in with L'Chatkila. Because it's an Egan Kli. He's not even doing extra malacha for you. That's an Egan Kli. He's doing the same malacha motzah. You don't count the extra newspaper. I saw a beautiful statement called the Ma'amaz Elio. We had it at the very beginning. We had it in the last year too. It has a truth about this also. He talks about Egan Kli. Simulam and Alp. He talks about mail. Putting something in the mailbox on Friday. He said, what's going to happen? The guy's going to come and carry it. He's going to carry it in the same satchel. It's all Marav Mishayurim. There's nothing really wrong. There's nothing really wrong. He quotes another svar in the mouth of Leo, the Prima Gadim Reshim and Zion, that the mailman is not your shliach. He's working for the government. Maybe that's a shvacha sad over here, because what do you mean? I put a stamp on it. I mean, he's working for the government, that's true. But he's carrying this, he's taking my letter because I put a stamp on it, I'm paying for it. The government couldn't care less about whether I put an extra letter in or not. Not so posh. Now, another problem, what I said before, what if the mailman knows that the sender is Jewish? Put on the sign stamp on top of the sender, Rabbi X. Even the guy usually can read. I mean, he knows that Rabbi X means the sender on behalf of the Yisrael. So the Prima Gadim, maybe Lishitasa, Jim and John, that whole story over there, John is doing it for Jim, it doesn't know coming from a... I mean, Yisrael, but even then, if he knows, he doesn't know. So if he knows what exactly the sender is, it would be a problem. The Shmiri Shabbos talks about mail, goes back to Amir and Amir. You tell one guy, tell another guy. I don't know what that means exactly. I thought this is a better case. In another situation, the best header of all is, which he quibbles about, I didn't ask to send it on Shabbos, or a Samach. I didn't ask him. What's the Mishnah Brewer and Reish Mem Zion, and God give him. Not so push it though. Because there I give him a letter on the front day to deliver it. Whatever you want. I don't say anything wet. We'll go on Shabbos. But here you go to a mailbox. It says next pickup is going to be Saturday morning 10 o'clock. Print the day on the side. So not completely push it because you're telling him to take it at that time. I think the best hat there is the first hat. He says, you're not going to do any malacha for you. What's he doing? He's carrying it. So then I'm an Eruv. And then if you don't have an Eruv, so it's in the same bag. He's taking on a truck, let him walk. I don't tell him to take a truck. He'll be tzaddik and walk to the post office.
Is the knowledge that you know that he's going to be taking out of the home, or that his job requires him to go?
You wasn't telling him to pick it up at this time. Because you know there's a guy coming at 10 o'clock and you're putting in your mail in the mailbox and telling him to do it. So all the other svar I don't like, not the svar of Amir Lemira, not the svar of he's working for the government, and not the svar that he doesn't know who you are, they're all shvach in my opinion. It's the best that there is that you're not going to do a malacha. So you said make her a lesson. And this leads me to my final point, which is the garbage, which is also discussed over here in the Shmir Shabbos Kilkasim. He said like this, he seems to say that, look, if, in other words, what kind of heaven might there be for the garbage? So, it's Amir, it's of this nature. You didn't tell them to take it on Shabbos. Fine, but if you know they tell you the Saturday pickup, everyone knows, come on Tuesday and Saturday. What to say? What's the Shmir Shabbos, you didn't tell them about the car. So good. You know the Saturday pickup, it's not so posh. Not so posh. And especially the Prima Donna Marmashik don't apply. The guy knows you're Jewish. He sees a menorah on your house every year, Hanukkah. Hey, come on, even the garbage guys say they know, you know. They know what's going on in the city of New York. They know what's flying. They know whether it was a tree, it was a menorah, a boat. Then they don't know. But when they have only one, they know who. So that also doesn't apply. So I have a different story. Here I like the story of the Matzah Leo. Namely, that he's working for the government. Of course, that's in the Prima Gun. By the letters, I don't like it in our letters. He's working for you, for the stamp on it. But by the garbage, I do like it. Because by the garbage, why the government collecting garbage from the city? I'm talking about private, the problem. But the city, why are they taking away garbage? They don't want the city to be a mess. Look, they collect the garbage from these public garbage for different reasons. That's what I thought. Yeah. So we'll end it with the cooler, the heka. And thank you very much for joining the series of Chaburas. I'm sure all those who listened gained something. All those who said gained a lot. And if there's any desire to continue this at any future date, start with a whole new guild of the Talmidim saying, then I'm willing to think about it. Maybe if you want to start whenever. Because I mean, now the official Shirim are over now. Maybe next week, if you want to have it, maybe May, June. This I leave to you. You let me know if you have any particular plan, what you want to learn, if you want to say, I'll be happy to join. Come and listen to you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's a apartment building has an incinerator.
Yeah.
So, could a person take a bag of garbage and leave it right outside the incinerator?
Yeah.
There's a little room, and the room goes into an incinerator.
Yeah.
If I leave a bag of garbage here, I don't care if it stays there the whole Shabbos. I don't care. I'm not going to go back and tell little garbage room anymore. If some guy comes and drops it down
there. Not supposed to be.
What?
Not supposed to be. Okay. Baruch Hashem. Okay, so we had a good time.
Excellent New York time, excellent New York Times time. Don't come in a shine ring, you know, publish the enemy of Hannah Shabbos. It was, what did you think? Because they're only getting all week, so they get Hannah Shabbos.
The only reason they get to getting the whole delivery the whole week is they can get Shabbos.